a broom, a Brillo pad, goat poop. Those are all words young Dominican girls have used to describe pelo malo, bad hair. But what bad hair is really referring to is the kinky, curly hair many women there claim as their natural hair. KJZZ's Madiana Dale introduces us to a woman trying to change the conversation about beauty in the Dominican Republic.
My mom had a thick, beautiful, curly fro that I would see in pictures, but then she relaxed her hair and she also started blow-drying it straight all her life.
And when Carolina Contreras turned 7, her hair was chemically straightened for the first time. Her mom did it every other month for her entire childhood.
She thought she was doing me a favor. She thought she was making me prettier. And she thought she was preparing me to be more presentable in society.
Still, Carolina was always curious about the soft new growth at the crown of her head, the hair that hadn't been relaxed. So almost 7 years ago, she went natural. And there were a lot of experiments, including some treatments she'd make in the kitchen.
I once tried cucumber with egg. It was really stinky. And I was like, what am I doing? It was also really hard. It was hard because I would look at myself in the mirror and I would be like, who the heck is that? Looking back at me and she looks weird and she looks like not as feminine as she did with the long silky hair.
She documented her journey in a blog. Natural hair tips in Spanish were hard to find at the time. The DR in particular celebrates smooth, straight hair, pelo lacio.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
Carolina's writing launched Mis Rizos Salon, a place where women cut and care for natural hair in Santo Domingo's historic, somewhat hipster Zona Colonial.
Visitamos acá el Salón Mis Rizos.
We visited Mis Rizos Salon to experiment and live through the experience with natural hair.
Dodi de la Cruz brings her daughter Melani to Mis Rizos.
El estilo que me gusta más es
the style I like the most is curly because it feels free, attracts attention, and people like it.
But this day, Melani's hair is pulled back in a tight ponytail. Her mom says there was an incident at school recently.
La maestra le dijo,
the teacher told her, if you come with curly hair, you cannot enter my class.
Es difícil porque
it's hard because she didn't accept that some feel free to wear their hair how they like it.
This kind of discrimination is not unique. For example, Carolina says she was once turned away at a bar because of her textured style. But some of Carolina's youngest customers, like 12-year-old Nashla Alaya Peralta Garcia, are growing up outside the stereotypes.
It's that for me, bad hair doesn't exist because everyone has a different hair type.
Carolina wants to change the way Dominicans think about natural hair outside the walls of her salon. She's starting young, giving workshops at schools to break down the beauty standards girls see in the media.
When they decided to make this princess the most beautiful, when they decided to put this person to present that TV show, or this person to win Miss Universe, did they call you? Like, no. And they just, you could just see their faces just so like disappointed. And I'm like, well, then you can't let them decide what that the definition of beautiful is. And it has to come from you.
She wears the title activist and considers her hair a part of her culture, her identity. She's proud of her blackness, and that's a word that not many people embrace in the Dominican Republic. So she translated her message of empowerment and self-love into Yo amo mi pajon. Pajon's a slang word for big hair.
I think it was more powerful for me to teach people to love their pajon than to love their afro or to love their blackness. I mean, they're going to be like, what? What are you talking about? But if I'm like, yo amo mi pajon, I think it's powerful. And it's literally spread like wildfire.
It's true. I saw Yo amo mi pajon bumper sticker on the way back to the airport.
It's something that's relatable. It's something that it's in people's language. And it's also sending the message, and the message is still strong, to love yourself just the way you are.
And Carolina's message doesn't have an age limit. Even her mom has started to embrace her natural hair again. For the Transborder Unit, Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Santo Domingo.
The music in this piece is by Lee Rosevere.